Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together, let's drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tired of losing power? Feeling powerless? Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a free estimate on a whole home standby generator. Never be without power again. Fully installed systems starting at just $99 a month. Power your sump pump, your fridge, your freezer, your garage doors, your heating and cooling so your home stays safe and comfortable. Four Seasons is the largest and most award-winning Generac dealer in Illinois.
For the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Well, that's talking screws. A duo of game ones last night in the NBA playoffs. I didn't even hear that drop. What was it? What'd I say?
That's talking screws.
Well, that's talking screws. Coming up next on NBC Sports Northwest, talking screws.
Late night.
Talking ball. Talking screws.
Cable after dark.
Talking beavers. Talking ducks. I guess that last one doesn't fit, but they were talking everything on that channel. That channel that once employed all three of us.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
Still alive.
It's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's long dead.
We're still alive.
Dead inside.
That was you when you were working there, though, too. Wrong. You know, nothing really changed.
I did find some memorabilia when I was doing some house cleaning. I found some jackets and some polos.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Yeah.
Always so good looking.
Yeah.
Always so...
I will say, we did at least great. Have the nice Nike golf polos.
Yeah.
That's about all we got.
Nah.
And a backpack.
Nah, the backpack I used. Yeah. Everything else?
Yeah.
Nope. Yeah. You know what, for my 5-year anniversary, I think I picked out the Samsonite bag.
Oh,
luggage.
Ooh, nice. Hey.
Samson, Swanson.
Like, Swinson.
We got those OGO bags.
Yeah.
Those are nice. Yeah. That's about it.
All right.
You can kiss my ass.
All right.
Exactly, because then they laid me off shortly after.
Last night we had a overtime thriller, game one in Boston in the TD Garden, as the New York Knicks get their first win over the Boston Celtics all season long.
This one matters the most.
108-105 victory in game one, where the Boston Celtics went 15 of 60 from three. They missed 45 three-pointers.
What's worse, missing 27 straight threes with the Rockets in 17-18 or missing 45 threes in a game?
I think 27 in a row.
It's pretty bad.
Because of also the gravity of the situation, that eliminated them.
Yeah.
The Celtics can still win this series. Yeah. And actually, history will tell you that the team, if you lose home court in game one, conference semis, you have actually a pretty good chance of winning that series. Matt Moore, CBS, said teams that go up 1-0 on the road in the second round are 31-32 in those series. So over 500 for the teams that fall at home in game one in the conference semifinals. And we've only had three of the four conference semifinals games go off. The home teams are 0-3, my friend.
Pretty crazy.
And last night, like, that game was close, but it came down to is if Boston shoots 30% from three, they win that game, and it's probably not even close.
Yeah, you hit two threes in regulation, and you're walking away with the game.
Yeah, but
they didn't.
As it was, the New York Knicks kind of put Boston in a blender, and if you are New York fan, you're sitting there and you're going, dude, Karl Anthony Towns didn't set the world on fire. Now, Karl Anthony Towns in the playoffs doesn't usually do that.
We've seen that before.
But if you get a game like that from Cat and you still find a way to win, you have to have some optimism if you're the New York Knicks, especially on the road.
And not just Cat, Mikal Bridges. I mean, he ended up hitting a massive shot.
He made the ones that matter.
Yeah, but I mean, I think he was 1 of 10 going into overtime. Remember right? He was 1 of 10 or 2 of 11, but he was struggling. But he hit the big three that was just massive for them down the stretch. But, I mean, there were plenty of guys for the Knicks that didn't show up. I mean, you want to talk about missed shots, take a look at the Knicks' missed free throws. And it's not just Mitchell Robinson's 3 of 10. You take Mitchell Robinson's 3 of 10 or off the dock, they're 14 of 21 from the free throw line. That's not good.
No.
Now, they went to the hack of Mitch because he's a god-awful free-throw shooter, and that'll be a story of this. But, I mean, talking about forcing free throws, we'll get to that in the other series as well.
Mitchell Robinson, 3 of 10 from the line.
3 of 10 from the line. Not great, Bob. Brunson, while not as historically great as he was in the closing stretch against the Pistons, OG Anunoby was a bleeping dude.
OG was great, and look, the craziest part about what the Boston Celtics did in losing that game, we mentioned, look, you make two more threes and you win comfortably in that. They were able to build a 20-point lead in that game.
I looked at my wife when they got it to 20, and I was like, all right, I'm going to my office. Because we were watching the game in the living room, and I'm like, I'm going to my office. I'm going to throw the game on the other monitor, and I'm going to start doing draft stuff. And they just started chipping away. It was a 25-9 run, 25-7 run.
It was 29-9 at one point. 29-9 run at one point.
And I went about three quarters of the way through that. I slowly matriculated back out to the living room and was like, all right, let's lock in for this.
So what?
Because, I mean, look. There's been some stuff going back and forth between local Celtics coverage and local Knicks coverage. The Celtics coverage is like, well, I mean, if the Celtics just hit threes, and the Knicks are like, whoa. The Knicks did a lot to force missed threes, and they did. Like, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown were objectively bad in this game, and it wasn't just, oh, they didn't have it. The Knicks were flying around and making it very difficult for the Celtics to play Celtics basketball. And by Celtics basketball, I mean the just rudimentary drive and kick. They were not getting clean looks, collapsing the defense, and then kicking out to clean look after clean look after clean look. The Celtics are doing a very good job of taking away stuff at the rim and cluttering the paint enough while actually recovering to shooters to offer some sort of contest. Now, you can talk about how contests, which is actually, there's something crazy I think a lot of NBA fans in general don't know. Contests don't really matter all that much. Like the level of contest, the data just kind of bears that out. Now, you can have an impact if you get a really good contest and you can get somebody to change it up. But as a defense, what you're trying to do is not, I mean, yes, you want to get good contests just because of the mental aspect of it. But what you're trying to do is limit the value of open threes, and particularly in the corners. And when you force a team to take contested threes that maybe feel a little bit rushed and you're not in rhythm and you're not getting the, you know, swing, open looks like the Pacers got against the Cavs when they were just carving them up, it does seem to have a level of mental effect that you can't quantify.
All right. So from the what are we at here? The 619 mark to the in the third quarter to the 555 mark in the fourth quarter. The New York Knicks erased a 20-point hole and tied the game at 89. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Over that span, the Knicks shot 54% from the field, which is good.
Good.
Which is good. 63.5% from three. They went 7 of 11 from three. The Boston Celtics shot 28% from the field and went 5 of 17 from three, 29%. It wasn't just incredible shot making from the New York Knicks, but when you also look at it, that also coincided with a turnover differential of 4-0.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Knicks did not turn the ball over a single time in that span, and Boston just started booting the ball around. And that's when you go, all right, the Stars need to kick you out of that. Jays, right? Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, you said they were not great. They combined to go 2 of 7 from the field in that stretch. Derek White goes 1 of 4. Like, nobody was hitting shots for the Boston Celtics. And the question is, for the Knicks, are you going to have another one of those runs in you? Because the Celtics were not playing particularly well, and they still were able to build up a 20-point lead against you.
Yeah, no, it's a difficult space to be in.
They only missed 12 of their 45 three-pointers in that stretch where you erased the 20-point lead. Only 12 of 45. That's crazy talk. That means they missed 33 other threes in the game.
Real quick, I went into the data and just kind of, I took out threes and just taking a look at how these players shot on twos at all levels of the floor. So taking out the entire 3-point line and any heaves, anything along those lines. Jalen Brunson led everybody in those shot attempts with 14. He had a 28.57% shooting percentage, and his shot quality was awful. But if you look up and down the shot qualities for everybody, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Karl-Anthony Towns, and Jaylen Brunson, those four guys had the worst shot quality of anybody out there.
Oh.
So the four, you know, the two engines for each team, Jaylen and Kat, and then the Jays, their shot quality was very bad. And the only guys who had positive outcomes based on the expected outcomes on those shots were Brown and Kat. And neither of those guys were able to really influence the game all that much. Brown because he couldn't hit a three, and Kat because he just didn't get the volume, which has been a major, major, major issue for the Knicks. And I've seen so many Knicks fans blaming Tibbs. And I'm like, the next time Karl-Anthony Towns sets a real screen and a real pop, like relocates with effort and intensity, will be the first. I've talked to a bunch of assistant coaches over the last probably week or so, particularly about the Knicks, because there's been this whole big push about Tibbs and Kat. And it's like, basically every one of them said the same thing. Remind me again, did Kat have this issue before he came to the Knicks? And it's like,
yes.
Yeah. Look, can Tibbs, you can tell a guy to go do it, but if he's not going to set the screen and he's not going to do the thing that's going to, like, look, there's very few guys in the league who want to set screens because it's physically taxing. It takes a lot of work. And it takes a lot of effort to screen and rescreen and also like dive to the rim or pop with real verve, as it were. But that's the ask.